I want to say good morning to you all, but really, is it? I feel like our society is quite possibly unravelling. Now, you would have heard in our news just a moment ago about this overnight stabbing at a church in Sydney. Now, just to explain, it's an Assyrian Christian church. They're essentially Iraqi and Syrian Christians. The bishop was giving a sermon, and a young man, possibly as young as 15 years old, came in and stabbed him. Someone else was stabbed as well. 100 police descended upon the scene. 45 police vehicles were vandalised in what can only be described as a riot, because the church congregation was angry that the police they thought were sheltering the stabber inside the church. Now, quite frankly, I think if that young man had been let out onto the street, he might well have been lynched. I mean, we'll never know. But it's just extraordinary what is going on at the moment. So we're still just recovering from the horrific events in Sydney on the weekend. You know, 6 people dead at the hand of a monster who went on a stabbing rampage in a shopping centre. Then yesterday, the pro-Palestine protests, we spoke to Zelda, who was one of the protesters. Ross Stevenson warned that they were going to use unorthodox tactics. They worked out a way to switch off traffic lights throughout the CBD and the inner suburbs of Melbourne. Now, that goes beyond a peaceful, legitimate protest. That says that you're prepared to put people's lives at risk to make a point, to damage Victoria's economy, put road users' lives at risk in the hope that the Australian government can somehow enforce a peace in Gaza. I mean, it's just the dumbest protest I've ever encountered. The world, quite seriously, here in Australia, is going mad. And then there's other things. I mean, it was only a month and a half ago we had the environmental group, Extinction Rebellion, shutting down the Westgate Bridge, causing far more petrol and diesel to be burnt because they wanted to make a point about the environment. And they drove a diesel-powered truck and they blocked several lanes of traffic and then climbed on top of the truck until police could get them off. We've got 3 women in the last few months killed in Ballarat. One of them, Samantha Murphy, the police still haven't found her body. It's just, I don't know, every day I wake up thinking, could we just have a normal day? Could we just have a normal day? And it's anything but normal. Now, the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Karen Webb, has confirmed that last night's stabbing in Western Sydney in the church there is now being treated as a terror event. And it is possible, it has not been confirmed yet, but possible that the young man was Islamic, because he did say, and you can see the video of this, that you have insulted my prophet. And the word prophet is usually used by members of the Muslim religion. Now, that's yet to be confirmed, so I'm just treating that as a rumour. But here's New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb confirming that last night's event is officially being treated as a terror event.
Shortly after 7 p.m. last night, police were called to a church in Wakeley in southwest Sydney in relation to reports that a male was stabbing the clergy inside that building. Police responded and arrested a young person, and he was restrained inside that building. Subsequently, as has been mentioned, at 1:35 a.m. this morning, after consideration of all the material, I declared that it was a terrorist incident.
A terrorist incident. That almost is certain that a member of one religion, quite possibly the Muslim religion, but again, that's just my prediction, we don't know that yet, has stabbed people inside the church of another religion, a religion being Assyrian Christians. Anyway, it's just awful. And then the riot that followed, 45 police cars vandalised, 45. Several police officers injured, some of them quite seriously. I mean, the world, quite seriously, here in Australia, is going mad.